From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Justice Department has released details of its case against two Romanians who allegedly hacked computers tied to the Washington, D.C. police surveillance cameras. Police in Bucharest arrested the two on December 15th. U.S. attorneys have charged them with conspiracy to commit computer and wire fraud. Justice Department said the investigation was of the highest priority because the alleged hacking of the surveillance camera computers came just weeks before the inauguration of President Trump. Evidence has not pointed to any one individual being affected by the hacking. Former soccer star George Weah has been declared the winner of Liberia's presidential election. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai of the Unity Party to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who was stepping down after two terms. Jerome Kokoria is Liberia's Electoral Commission chairman.
The CDC is 61.5% for the CDC and 38.5% for the Unity Party.
Weah's Coalition for Democratic Change, or CDC, was favored going into the voting. If all goes smoothly, Liberia will see its first peaceful democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. United States has announced full visa services for Turkish citizens wishing to travel to the U.S. Turkey welcomed the decision, but did not say it would comply with a request to let Washington know of embassy arrest. The U.S. suspended all non-immigrant visa services in Turkey earlier this year in response to the arrest of a U.S. consulate employee in Istanbul on terrorism charges. This is VOA News. Jan Egeland, the special advisor to the U.N. special envoy to Syria, says he fears Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is bargaining with children's lives in a deal to evacuate critically ill patients, mainly children, from the besieged opposition-held town of Eastern Ghouta on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. We get more now from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
The evacuation of a handful of critically ill patients from Eastern Ghouta, near the Syrian capital. A deal between Damascus and a rebel faction, which broke months of deadlock, allowed the Red Crescent to bring them out late on Tuesday. Eastern Ghouta is the last major rebel stronghold left near Damascus. Since 2013, nearly 400,000 people have been trapped there by the Syrian army, making it the country's biggest remaining siege. They're suffering the worst malnutrition of the almost seven-year war. The four evacuees were taken to hospitals in the nearby capital, Damascus, but a six-month-old baby girl died before she could be evacuated, the Syrian American Medical Society said. The United Nations has pleaded for the government to allow out about 500 patients, including children with cancer. Although Eastern Ghouta is officially a de-escalation zone under ceasefire deals for rebel territory, fighting there continues.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Eastern Ghouta has been besieged by Syrian regime forces and Shiite allies for more than 5 years and targeted daily by government warplanes as well as artillery. Two journalists and two local staff were released from a Myanmar prison today, 2 months after their arrest for allegedly flying a drone over the parliament. The journalists were working for the Turkish state broadcaster TRT when they were arrested on October the 27th. A court also dropped additional charges against them, their local interpreter, Ang Nan So, and driver. Here's Ang Nan So.
So, like, everything is very unexpected. Until last night, on the way back from our coach, we didn't know that we're gonna leave this morning. So everything is very amazing, very strange. And I still appreciate our authorities. And the reason why they released is like they are focusing on the diplomatic relationship of two countries, and also they didn't find from us any intention to break state security.
Rights and media groups have criticized the new civilian government led by Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi for continuing to use colonial-era laws to threaten and imprison journalists. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.